Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa walah, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. How's everybody doing? Alhamdulillah. So we're continuing with ayah number 15. Allah Ta'ala is, this is a whole section speaking about paradise. So it's very beautiful. And it's amazing that Allah Ta'ala is giving so much description of paradise and it seems to be so much focused on service, human service, right? There was the whole thing of serving those who are in need. And so it's continuing with that theme. Allah Ta'ala says, so after they've given this service to humanity, right, those who are miskina wa yatima wa asira, right, that's the context that we're talking from, they were giving to the poor and the orphans and those who are imprisoned, who no one's taken care of. Now we see how the service is coming back to them in paradise. Allah Ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا. And there will be circulated among them vessels of silver and cups having been created clear. Or you could say clear as glass. So yutafu is interesting because the verb here is majhul. It is passive. It's the passive form. It's not saying who is doing this circulating. It's just saying there will be going around them. So it's not mentioning who. It's saying, you know, and there will be circulated among them vessels. Who's doing the circulating? So Allah Ta'ala Adam, but there are their servants. We're going to talk about those servants later. But right now they're being unmentioned. What's the benefit of not mentioning the servants? Well, the idea is that the focus is on the heroes of the story. The focus is on who? The believers. Those who are being served, not the servants, first and foremost. So what would we call them? We would call them Saqi al-Khamr. One guy would be a saqi al-khamr, or the wine pourer, and the plural would be suqa al-khamr, the wine pourers. These different servants will be going around them with these aniyah. Aniyah is the plural of ina, and ina is a container, so they're going to have lots of different containers with different drinks. These containers, however, Allah Ta'ala is zooming in so we can take a look at just the look of the bottle itself. And that in and of itself has a wisdom, which we'll talk about in a second. But Allah says, min fiddah. And fidla means from silver. Now, sometimes these jugs are made of silver, as in this ayah. And other times you find that the dishware described in paradise is made of gold. For example, Allah mentions in Surah Az-Zukhruf, ayah number 71, yutafu alayhim bisihafin min dhahabin wa akwabin. That Allah says, circulated among them will be plates and vessels of gold. So you have these two themes that, whether it's the containers, these jugs, and then going into cups and these plates, sometimes they're silver, sometimes they're gold. That seems to be the theme. Why was silver particularly to this context? Allahu a'lam, maybe because it goes better with qawarir. Qawarir is like this crystal-like glass, like it's see-through. But so how do you make sense of this? How can it be silver and glass or crystal at the same time? And the idea is that it's something that we don't really fully comprehend. And what's interesting though, is that you find that these two concepts of silver and gold are also mentioned elsewhere in the Quran. So in terms of bracelets, you find that sometimes they're mentioned as silver bracelets. In this very surah, which we're going to get to later in ayah number 21, Allah mentions silver bracelets. And then also in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah number 31, Allah says, يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ, that they will be adorned with bracelets of gold. So that's really interesting. When we take a zoom out, you take a look and you say, it's very interesting that you have these jugs, containers, plates, cups, sometimes silver, sometimes gold, and yet on their wrists, they have these bracelets of silver and gold as well. What is the idea here? I don't know, Allah knows, but you can speculate that maybe the reason for this pattern is because you have silver bracelets, which are matching these silver jugs that are the cups that are being poured into. You know, you're holding a cup and you got the silver and the silver, so there's a bit of a match there. And the golden bracelets on your hands being served to you, what? Plates of food, which are also gold, or cups again, which are a gold. Why? It seems that food and drink go from the containers to your plates and cups, to your hands, and then to your mouth. And you see the consistent look, the consistent theme. And the theme is what? That all of this is matching gold and silver. Why? Because from now on, you're not consuming for pleasure. Excuse me, you are consuming for pleasure, you're not consuming for sustenance. In other words, before, in dunya, you don't care about, you know, okay, my hand when it's eating, is it being beautified? And the plate that's adorning it, is it beautified? Look, I just have to eat, right? I have to eat out of necessity because I have to fill my stomach. I got to keep moving, right? There's a job to get done. In dunya, it's all about what are you going to do? How are you going to accumulate some sort of hasanats, good deeds, thawab. How can I be of positive impact? How can I worship my Lord? Eat food, just get the fuel done and go. But in the akhirah, you're eating for pleasure. And so every aspect of it, going from the container to the plate to the cup to your hand and to your mouth, all of it is being adorned, showing you that this is not for necessity. This is for just pleasure, subhanAllah. So it's quite beautiful, the picture that is being painted. Akwab is the plural of kub. I think that's where you get the English word cup. Kub, cup, sounds pretty similar, and Allah knows best. But yeah, akwab, it's could be a cup or it could be like a larger than that, like a cup or a jug, particularly the jug that doesn't have a spout. You know how some jugs, they have a particular spout and then it sort of directs the liquid. This is a jug with no particular spout, but you just pour it and you can pour from any angle, because it just goes up and out. So that's a kub, plural being akwab. And then Allah says what? Allah says qawarir. So this is an interesting word as well. So وَيُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِآنِيَةٍ مِّن فِضَّةٍ وَأَكْوَابٍ كَانَتْ قَوَارِيرًا. So that these akwab, these containers or these cups, they are made of qawarir. Qawarir is the plural of qarura. So qarura can mean a jug or it can mean a glass. And it's specifically, you know, like made of glass, made of, you could say, crystal. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. The root of it is qarar, which means something that is settled. And therefore, this is a unique kind of material that is silver in color, and yet the material is also transparent. It is shafif. It is something that you can see through. So this is not something that we are familiar with in dunya. It is something completely different. Allah ta'ala mentions it here in ayah number 15, and also in number 16 it gets mentioned again. We'll talk about that in a second. It also gets mentioned elsewhere, which is in, only three times in the whole Quran, in Surah An-Naml, ayah number 44, when Bilqis entered into the palace that Sulaiman alayhi salam was showing off to her, and then she thought there was a body of water in front of her, so she pulls up and she uncovers her shin, and then he says what? قَالَ إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِّن قَوَارِيرٌ. He said, indeed, it's a palace whose floor is made smooth with glass. So that's the different context. So this is not something we can imagine, and we know from the Hadith Qudsi that the Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَعْتَدْتُ لِعِبَادِي الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, that I have prepared for my righteous worshippers such things that no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no heart has ever imagined. So after mentioning this qawarir, then Allah ta'ala says it again. قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا. Next ayah number 16. And then you wonder, why repeat it? Why repeat the same word? It's really beautiful, subhanAllah. One could be repetition for emphasis. That's always, every time you see repetition, there's always gonna be some mufassirin that say, you know, at-ta'kid or tawkid, emphasis. However, another idea is that repetition to show the great variety. It's not one type of drink. You got all kinds. You guys are being served with all kinds of different jugs and different wines and drinks and so forth in paradise. Just similar to what, when Allah says, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلِكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah could have just said, صُفُوف or صَفًّا one time. He could have said, in rows. Allah says, rows upon rows upon rows, indicating the multitude as well as the variety. Right? صَفًّا صَفًّا means all kinds of variety. And also what's interesting is that obviously between ayat you pause. So when Allah Ta'ala says qawarira, pause, qawarira min fiddatin qaddaruha taqdira, the pause on the first one, then repeating it again, paints the mental image of something delicate that requires further focus and attention. It's as if to say, you know, you got servants coming up and they pour the first drink, you see it, take a sip. You know the connoisseurs, like, you know, these professional wine tasters, right? They breathe it in, they sip it and they contemplate it. And then what? Now the next one, right? Now the next jug. Now I want to try the different one, right? So there's this idea of, let me try one, pause, let me try the next one, right? And so Wallahu ta'ala Adam, it's painting this really beautiful picture that is indicating that you're going to savor the experience and then move to the next one. A similar expression would be, I read the book word for word, page by page, chapter by chapter. You don't have to say that, right? You don't have to speak that way. Sometimes we speak that way. You could simply say, I read the whole book. Right? Why would somebody say page by page, you know, word for word, chapter by chapter? What is the emphasis there? The idea is that I took my time and I really immersed myself and I really enjoyed and savored the experience. So wallahu ta'ala a'lam, that seems to be the device that is being utilized here. Of course, in the word qawarir, there's two readings. There's qawarira with a fatha and another one with the tanween, qawariran. This is a difference similar to salasila and salasilan in ayah number 4. So just a little technical difference. Now, what I really found in terms of just truly beautiful in terms of an observation here is that you know, wine bottles are made of glass, yet these seem to be made of some kind of crystal, but this crystal is made of some kind of silver. Clearly, this is not from this world. It is out of this world. So, it's not on the periodic table of elements. It's nothing that we understand. And so, if it's something altogether different, and that's just the container, then think about what the drink is like. The drink is going to be even more out of this world. You guys get the point? So, subhanAllah, I thought that was such a beautiful way of creating anticipation, that you could just sit and contemplate the jug. You could just look at the container and be amazed with it. So if that's the case for the container that's so out of this world, imagine what's inside of it, right? So, subhanAllah, this is, I think, an incredible device to create such suspension. Then Allah Ta'ala says what? قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. Meaning what? That they will do taqdeer. It's hard to translate because there's two ways of looking at it. So, who's the they? Who's the they? The first possibility here is that the people being referenced are the actual believers themselves, al-abrar, or ibadullah, the people in paradise. They are the ones who are doing qaddaruha taqdeera. They are the ones, taqdeer means to determine, that's one meaning of it, to determine. So in other words, they're the ones who, the servants are going around them, and they're determining, I want this much, and I want a little bit more of that, and I want a little bit more of that, and Allah has given them free rein to wish for whatever they want. That's one interpretation and one way of looking at it. Taqdeer can also mean appreciation. Right? Taqdeer wa ma qadarullah haqqa qadrih, right? You don't appreciate Allah with a true appreciation. You don't appraise Allah with a true appraisal. So it can mean to appreciate. So another meaning is the believers are in paradise and they keep on appreciating more and more. وَقَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا. They're just appreciating. Like, come on, guys, bring more. Bring another one. You know, more rounds on me. You know, you just keep on piling it on, right? You guys are doing a great job, by the way. Here's a little tip. You know, whatever the case is, you're having such a good time in paradise. Why? Because, and you keep on appreciating and praising what a good job they're doing, because amazing, amazing drinks that they keep on providing, and everybody's having a good time and a party. Two ways of looking at it. A third way is that it's actually the servants. قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا, that the servants themselves, the سُقَاء الْخَمْرِ, the people serving the drinks, they're the ones who are being alluded to and being mentioned here. Why? Because they're paying so much attention to what everybody needs. Oh, let me just top you off a little bit. Yes, sir. You want a little bit more of this? Can I get you this? Can I get you that? So they are determining everything with a perfect determination. So that's why taqdeer can be, like I said, appreciation or determination. Both apply. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. And then after that, قَدَّرُوهَا تَقْدِيرًا, that is called a maf'ul mutraq. And the maf'ul mutraq highlights that the portioning is done to perfection. It's done with ihsan, it's done to perfection. So the fact that everything will have exact measurements implies that there will be a large variety of occasions, and each occasion will have custom designed decor, utensils, containers, and overall decorations. In other words, each celebration will be taken extremely seriously. It's not like, you know, you have a party and you decorate your house a certain way and then just a slight difference here, slight. No, it's going to be a whole overhaul, complete different each time. So much emphasis of these malaika and of these angels, and so much being just focused on the decor and making sure that everyone's having a good time. So this is the party for the believers. Now, what I find fascinating in all this is a few things. One, ayah number 14 was وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا, that Allah Ta'ala was talking about, near above them are shades and its fruits to be picked, lowering in compliance. So Allah Ta'ala was, in ayah number 14, talking about a branch of a tree. You look at it, you think, ooh, I want that food, and it just lowers itself to you. Why? So you can pick it yourself, right? Why? Because there's a certain joy in picking the fruit that you want, just the way you want it, something so fresh, I just plucked it right from the branch, right? It's so satisfying. However, what about foods that don't grow in trees? And the answer is, well, they're going to keep coming in different vessels, different containers. They're going to keep on showing up in with these different servants in ayat 15 and 16. So you see the continuation from 14 to 15 to 16. It's like what comes from the trees and then whatever can be served in these vessels. That's one way of looking at it. And what's really interesting is that this entire section, or 15 and 16, they're talking about vessels and containers. Why? Why? Again, let's go back to the context earlier, because this is the reward for the people who are serving the needy, whether they are the poor, the orphans, or the prisoners. Miskina wa yatima wa asira. So, think about it. When somebody works in a humanitarian group, or in a soup kitchen, or for a food bank, or in some sort of emergency relief organization, or a homeless shelter, or some sort of meal delivery service, what are they constantly dealing with? Lots of containers. They're dealing with containers. Anybody during Ramadan, food baskets, I'm sure we've all done some sort of, you know, the masjid has a drive, okay, collect all that, and then you walk out with container, all right, put these in boxes, let's go. Deliver to the homes, deliver, help people, give people, right? So Allah Ta'ala is talking and highlighting so much what? These are containers coming to you. These are the different containers coming to you. Why? Because you were the type of person who was delivering containers to those who were in need. So subhanAllah, it seems that it's so fitting. Let's keep going. Allah says then, وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. And they will be given to drink a cup, as in a cup of wine, whose mixture is of ginger. Really quite interesting. Now, of course, the ginger of this world and the ginger of the akhirah, they're not the same. But still, Allah uses a word for a particular reason. وَيُسْقَوْنَ, and they will be given to drink. Again, the emphasis is not on the servers, but those who are being served. Why? Because those are the heroes of the story. So the passive is being used, the majhul. A kas is not just a glass, but specifically a wine glass. That's why you don't have to say the word wine. Kas already implies it. وَيُسْقَوْنَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا كَانَ and كَأْسًا نَكِرَ. So it could be لِلْتَعْظِيمِ, it could be to magnify, like, oh my, like something you can't imagine. Such a great and amazing drinks you'll be having in these cups. كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. Allah Ta'ala says, what? Whose mixture is of ginger. Why would you mention how it's made? We're going to mention that in a second, inshallah. It's actually really quite beautiful. Why would you talk about, like, you know, when you're having drinks, why would you talk about the ingredients? Oh, it's made with this and this. Who's asking about the ingredients? I'm just having a good time, right? So that in of itself gets answered in a moment, inshallah ta'ala, but I'll get there soon. But specifically, zanjabil. Zanjabil means ginger. Wallahu alam, some say that it was originally a Persian word that was mu'arrabah, that was Arabicized. Difference of opinion there. It's interesting that Allah Ta'ala mentioned kafur, and now is mentioning zanjabil. So it's just showing these different types of variety. And Arab poets would mention it, zanjabil specifically, ginger, when talking about a beautiful smell. Because the Arabs consider this something very like a delicacy, something that gives a beautiful scent. What's interesting about ginger, in dunya, there's an incredible amount of medical benefits. And it's amazing how many things are mentioned in the Quran that have so many benefits. Like for example, rumman, what's rumman? Pomegranate, is talked about as a fruit of paradise, right? And subhanAllah, you could look into the benefits of pomegranate, the antioxidant and all that stuff. It's super good for you, right? They call it like a superfruit or whatever the case is. It's so healthy. Now, zanjabil, also something found in paradise now. In dunya, it seems to have, it helps with hangovers. It's funny, because it's talking about wine, right? And you think that, oh, you know, the wine in dunya gets you wasted and harms you. SubhanAllah, this is being described with zanjabil that actually helps with a hangover. So not that anybody's being encouraged to drink alcohol, but still, it can help you break down alcohol and detoxify in the body. It also reduces nausea, it's an anti-inflammatory, it improves digestion, it lowers blood sugar, it relieves pain, it boosts the immune system, improves heart health, supports weight loss, fights respiratory infections, and improves brain function. This is from ChatGPT. So it goes into all the different benefits, subhanAllah, of zanjabil, mashallah. Apparently there is a lot. So that's quite remarkable. Anybody wants to study it, go right ahead. Last ayah I'll cover for today, inshallah ta'ala. Then Allah says what? عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلَ. From a fountain within paradise. عَيْنًا فِيهَا, in it, as in paradise, فِيهَا تُسَمَّى سَلْسَبِيلَ, that it's called سَلْسَبِيل. Why is it called سَلْسَبِيل? What does the word سَلْسَبِيل mean? SubhanAllah, fascinating. First of all, we already had the word kafur earlier in ayat 5 and 6 where it said, كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا, pause, عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا. So after mentioning kafur, the specific type of drink, Allah paused and then said عَيْن, a spring. Same thing going on over here. زَنْجَبِيلَ, pause, عَيْنًا فِيهَا تُسَمَّى السَّلْسَبِيلَ. So the style highlighting these two is really quite, the pattern is quite beautiful. And the Arabs, they would know that when ginger steeps in water, it would make it a great drink, and if it was left to stagnate, the flavor would change. But subhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala, we know that it's always going to remain fresh in paradise, similar to when Allah says, فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَّاءٍ غَيْرِ آسِنٍ. Allah Ta'ala mentions that they're going to have rivers that they're never going to go, they're never going to go stagnant or get altered. تُسَمَّى, it's called what? سَلْسَبِيلَ. It's called, why is it called that? Sometimes the thing is called something because of its quality. So then the question is, what is the quality here? Well, let's take a look at the name and try to figure out some of its qualities. Salsabil, there's a bunch of theories. So I'll finish with this inshallah ta'ala. Theory number one, why is this ayn and fiha tusamma salsabila? Why is this spring called salsabil? It could be from the word ma'un salsalun, which means cool or fresh water. So the first quality it has is that it's cool and refreshing. Okay. The second one is that it could be from salasa, which could mean a suhula wal layyin, something that is easy. So it is easy to achieve and it's easy going down. That's another possible quality here. It could also be a mixture. Sometimes in Arabic, you'll have words that are mixed of two different words. It happens all the time. I'm not going to go into examples right now. Well, one is ba'thara. There's other ones as well. Anyway, so two words coming together could be as-sabala, which means rain, and salsala. Salsala meaning ease, or it could also mean, what's it called? Salasa means also a chain, something that is either smooth or a chain. So that when you put these things together, you get the idea of abundance, of being in such availability. Why? Because it comes easily, it comes like rain, and there's so much of it, like it's continuous, like a chain is, you know, connecting one after the other. It could also be from, yes, salasa and sabid, meaning a chain and a path. And why? Because you chain drink one from one to the next, and it keeps going down your path, one after the other, because you just enjoy it so much. So it's continuously going down that path, the throat, over and over again. This is another interesting theory. But the last two theories I find are the most beautiful. The last two are what? Sal, what does sal mean in Arabic? When you say sal? Ask. So the word sal means ask, right? Sabil means path, right? Sabil, common. So sal sabil means ask for the path. Ask the path. Utlub tariqan. Ask the path. So what does that mean? It could mean that anywhere you are, you can ask it to take a certain path. I want you to flow this way. Come towards me. I want you to take this path. You just ask. Whatever you ask, it'll give you the path. It'll come right directly at your beck and call. But another perspective is that you're asking, how did you make this? Sal sabil. So it's given the name. What's this made of? Why? Because every time somebody drinks it, they say, yo, bro, what's in this? What is in this? How can I get some more of this? What's the path? What's the path to making this? What's the path to getting more of this? Sal sabil. So because people always ask for the path, ask for the ingredients, ask for the recipe, ask how to get more, it literally developed the name to Tusamma. It was given the name sal sabil. Because every time someone drinks this, like imagine if I said, this is a drink called wow. Why do you think it's called wow? Because every time somebody drinks it, they're like, wow, right? So you guys get the idea, right? Like, this is a drink called sal sabil. Like, where do I get some more of this? This is a drink called, what's in this, right? Why do you think it's called that? Because they take a sip. What is in this drink? Where do I get more of this? So subhanAllah, tusamma sal sabila is such a beautiful name, because it's giving such anticipation again for paradise, subhanAllah. So anyhow. And the final last little Arabic point is that the majority put a tanween, sal sabila, but some of them put just a fatha and say that it doesn't take a fatha because it's a non-Arabic word, but that's, again, a minority opinion. Anyway, with that, inshallah ta'ala, we close. We'll continue, inshallah, with the servants in paradise next week, inshallah ta'ala, ayah number 19. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who can achieve paradise. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.